His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today. And good morning. This is Wednesday Live, WCNO 89.9 FM Christian Radio, and we're all alive here, which is good. You know, dead radio just never makes it. So we're happy to be here. I'm David Frank, who I'm filling in for Jonathan McLean, who's out of town. And the rest of our staff, Karen, is involved in a very time-sensitive production matter, so she will not be with us. But we do have some guests. And the first guest is coming into us over the phone, Chris Fogle with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, the Executive Vice President. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Man, I am alive and well, and I know you are too. Treasure Coast Christian Alliance sponsors Wednesday Live in part, and it's always a delight, Chris, to have you, because when you're on the phone with us, on the air with us, you have something exciting to talk about. So I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Tell us what's on your heart, brother.
Well, we're excited to talk about the 8th annual Christmas Proclamation Supper to be held at the Mid-Florida Event Center, some people know it as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, on December 1st, the very first day of December, which is a Sunday evening starting at 6 o'clock. It's a powerful evening, and one of the things that our alliance is about is bringing the body of Christ together, not just pastors, but business leaders and civic leaders, because we are better together. So this will be an evening of approximately 500 guests. The entire gathering is funded by sponsors. So there's no one that purchases a ticket. It is at no cost to any individual. And it is, again, being held December 1st. The event is a powerful evening. The event opens with the blowing of the shofar, signifying, the glory to God. And we will have a fabulous praise and worship team led by Luke Mazaluski. We have a couple of vocalists this year, Cindy Recon and Pastor Jerome Bryant, that will accompany the evening. There will be proclamations, because we call it the Proclamation Supper. Well, there will be proclamations issued for the new year, 2025. Mm. You know, that's going to be an exciting year, because, you know, there's going to be a change in the administration, and so there will be challenges ahead for our nation. And so these proclamations will be on the Seven Mountains, covering the church and family, business, it just arts, entertainment. It's just a powerful evening. And then, to top it off, we will be giving a Watchman on the Wall Award to an individual within the Treasure Coast. And the featured speaker this year is Kelvin Cochran. And Kelvin Cochran rose in the ranks within the fire department, started his career in Louisiana, was elevated to a national position in that category by President Barack Obama, later became the fire chief of Atlanta. And during that time, he had published a book on his faith, and that book apparently irritated some people in the LGBT community, so much so that they put pressure on the mayor to fire him. For his faith. It had no effect on the job that he was doing, but these are the attacks that Christians are under. So he will be bringing a message that will resonate to business leaders, civic leaders, and pastors. So we're excited about this evening. And again, this is the 8th annual. It's been just a joy to work with the pastors who are on the board, and with your own Jonathan McLean and Sam Chess, Dr. Gerard Curry, Bishop Green, Eduardo Urena, who pastors a large Hispanic church here in the Treasure Coast, Pastor Stuart Fakita. So it's going to be a powerful evening, and I think it's one where people can come and relax and have a fabulous meal. We've had this, again, like I said, every year, and it's well attended. So if people can go on the website, which is tccalliance.com, and get more information. And if they're interested in attending, you know, we are limited as to the number of guests that we can host, but they could find information on our website. Again, that's tccalliance.com, which is Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And it's Sunday, December 1st at 6 o'clock is when it begins.
That's coming right up, isn't it?
The Florida Credit Union Civic Center or the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, there certainly is ample parking, and we're just looking for a fabulous evening.
I've been to a few, Chris, and what's always impressed me is, I mean, it's well organized, which I want to give proper kudos to all of those in the organization process, because, excuse me, there are a lot of important elements that have to come together for an evening like that.
Well, to that point, WCNO's own Sherry Way is the administrative assistant, and she puts an incredible amount of time into putting together the program, organizing the tables for the different seatings for the different sponsors, arranging for the people that will work in donating their time to decorate the tables, and just there's a lot that goes into it, and Sherry Way is an integral part in helping us put together that evening.
She's a great resource for sure. And I think she's probably going to help plan the second coming, Chris. I'm not real sure, but I think Jesus tapped her for that. I want, again, have a couple of minutes before we have to close on this segment, and I want to say who in particular would benefit from coming to this dinner?
Well, we've certainly reached out to the business owners.
Yes.
And the elected officials, from our state representatives to our constitutional officers to our county commissioners, our city commissioners and mayors, chiefs of police, fire department chiefs. And I say fire department, it's going to be interesting this year. There's going to be a table for the Martin County Fire Department and one for the St. Lucie County Fire Department.
Oh, cool.
Really, as the first responders are certainly being targeted for this event because of the speaker. But, you know, someone says, well, you know, I really don't go to church, and I'd like to attend, but I don't know if it's for me. It is for anyone.
Yes.
Anyone who would desire to have an enjoyable evening, hear beautiful music, vocalist, and hear proclamations that will help build up our kingdom here on earth, particularly in our community, build up our nation. You know, we pray for our president, regardless of whether that president is Republican or Democrat, not because we should, it's because the Bible tells us to.
Amen.
So, you know, it's going to be a powerful evening, and we really would welcome anyone who would have an interest in attending. And like I said, we really want to target pastors, business leaders, and elected officials or city officials, you know. Mm-hmm. And if there's other people that would like to attend, we will try to accommodate as many as we can, but we are limited. And many of the corporate sponsors and table sponsors have already been filling up some of their tables, but we do have room. And so we want to extend invitation to those people that would like to attend. And like I said, for them to contact the or go on the website, which is tccalliance.com, and register. But, you know, that's not all we're going to do. As we do every year, the very first Thursday of May, back in the time when Ronald Reagan was president, he declared the National Day of Prayer to be the first Thursday of May. And this year, which will be May 1st, this is the first Thursday, we are going to have back Rabbi Jonathan Cahn for our National Day of Prayer.
That's wonderful.
Now, we will probably promote that in the month of April, but I will tell you, people will need to register for that very early, because that Civic Center will fill up very quick.
Oh, and me, yes, soon after word
and
gets
then,
out.
In September, the fourth Thursday of September, we inaugurated 3 years ago, this will be our fourth year, the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. And you say, why the fourth Thursday of September? Well, it happens to fall around Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year and the time of atonement. And we felt that that was a good time to bring people together. And we are excited this year to already know that we will have Paul Wilbur and his musical accompaniment to be there for that evening. So we're trying to line up everything we can, and we do other things. It's not just, these are the events that we try to get people together, and again, we reach out to not just pastors, but business leaders, civic leaders, because the intent is to bring the body of Christ together in the Treasure Coast.
Amen. Amen. And it's done very well. This is definitely a Holy Spirit driven activity, and I just want to thank you for taking, kind of being the primary leader in all of this. I know you have other leadership people, Chris, but you're, as executive vice president, you know, when it gets down to brass tacks, you know, the executive vice president's the one that carries the great burden to make sure things get done. And I personally appreciate everything you've done, certainly in the power of the Spirit, but your faithfulness to make sure these things happen.
I have to tell you, it's a joy. Mm. It really is a joy to organize and see everything come together and see people of all diverse backgrounds and faiths come together in a spirit of unity where we can lift up praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's nothing like it.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate WCNO allowing us to talk about these gatherings, because I want people to realize in our community that we are working to bring the body of Christ together.
Amen.
You know, people are fond about talking about division in this country.
Mm.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not, because division is a lie of the enemy.
Amen.
We are better
yes.
together, and that's where we
are.
Stand.
And our job is really to bring people together.
And we do it through the love of Christ. We
Amen.
Don't do it through criticism and judgment.
No.
We do it by being Jesus with skin on.
Amen. Amen. Chris, I just have to tell you, our time is up for this segment, and I want to, before we go though, give our listeners again the website that they can access and register for the proclamation dinner on December the 1st.
It's tccalliance.com.
Great.
Which is Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. So it's tccalliance.com.
That's great. And better to do it now than to wait.
Right. Sunday, December 1st, beginning at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Civic Center in Port St. Lucie.
And a lot of the seats have already been taken. So,
yes, they
and
have.
This, we should say, this is a freebie, right? This is free to those who are registering, right?
Right. We are not, there's no ticket cost. It's all being paid for by sponsors, from churches to Christian schools to businesses and individuals.
Wonderful. Chris, thank you, my friend, for sharing that
thank
with us.
You.
We will
God bless you for promoting the kingdom on WCNO.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Have a blessed day, bro.
You as well.
Thank
God bless.
Bye. Wow, that's great to hear from Chris always. And what I want to say now is we have the rest of this hour is going to be devoted to okay, we have a little production question going on here, and I'm just going to have to keep going. Today, you know, we live in the state of Florida, and I mean, most of you do know that already, right? But Florida seems to have an overabundance of seniors in our population. And from time to time, if you've been a longtime listener of WCNO, you know that on this program, as well as the one I host on Mondays, The Frontline, we have Donna True, who comes in and shares interest, areas of interest that even we all have, even if you don't know it. And often people don't know what's available to them as far as helps, as benefits, as programs that as seniors, there are certain things we need to know that we weren't needing to know when we were younger. And especially when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia issues. So, and we also, the whole hour I said, we also are going to have later on Yvette Cruz, who is from the St. Lucie County Council on Aging, who is, and I've got your mic on, so you can kibitz if you want. But we'll also have someone else coming in a few moments to talk about an event that's going on in St. Lucie County that's and supported primarily by the Council on Aging. But back to Donna, and by the way, also say Donna's a programmer with us in that she has a recurring, it's a two-minute program that takes one of the many points of concern that seniors have, especially again with Alzheimer's and dementia. She asks a question and then she answers it. And we have many people, Donna, call in and say how much that's been helpful to them. Yeah. Haul up your mic there.
Okay. So, I love that. Thank you so much for giving me that opportunity.
Well, I think God opened that up to us. You know, we're here to serve the people, and we all have needs. You know, how do we get the word out? We're an educational station. That's how nonprofits usually listed with the FCC. And we really take that to heart. And so why we're all here today, and later on when Yvette and Antoinette Roll, I believe, is also going to be with us later on in the hour, are going to share, these are things people to know that's going to help you. And particularly with seniors, there's a lot we just don't know to ask about. And because we don't know, we end up carrying burdens ourselves we don't need to carry. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Donna. You brought a lot of stuff with you. I get an array of papers. You can't see this because we don't have video, but all of it has important information. So just where do you want to get started?
Okay. I would really like to get started, first of all, by thanking you. I so appreciate being here, and it's wonderful to be back. Federally speaking, Medicare has a brand new program that they rolled out in July of this year. This is something Medicare has never, ever, ever done in their entire history, and that is provide support for caregivers of people with dementia, whether it's Alzheimer's or some other type of dementia. And they're actually providing, they're paying for respite care, which would be help at home to relieve the caregiver or help at a daycare center.
Oh, that's big.
Yes, it's about up to $2,500 a year, okay, I believe, for help. This program is throughout the United States, and there are less than 400 places that provide these services, so not everybody has one nearby. But we're so lucky that at the Kane Center Council on Aging, Martin County, we do offer the service through us. It also covers part of St. Lucie County. But it's called GUIDE, and GUIDE stands for Guiding and Improved Dementia Experience. And it's amazing. We have a nurse practitioner who provides one-on-one attention, navigation, support, and there's no cost. The only catch is you cannot have an Advantage Medicare plan. You have to have the old-fashioned Medicare Part A and B.
Okay, understood. And that's some people don't even know what they have Medicare-wise.
Yes, and they'd have to check their cards.
Check their, yeah.
Because the Medicare Advantage plans lately, they are offering some additional things and it's more cost effective for people who can't afford the traditional Part B and a supplement. But if they have that, contact us, let us know. And if, you know, if it's not us that can provide services, we'll look at the list through Center for Medicaid Services and find who's nearby.
And that just leads me to, because this is a natural lead-in to talking about helping people to understand exactly what kind of coverages or what their coverages do, and understanding that, because navigating Medicare and all the coverages, all the ABC, all the alphabetical and numerical designations, it's a lot of people just don't get it. You know, they basically let someone sign them up, and then they walk away and they're clueless.
Yes. Now, this, I'm glad you brought that up, because right now it's very, very timely, because now we're in the time period where people can change their plan as needed, and people often don't know that area. Mm-hmm. Every area agency on aging will provide SHINE, a SHINE counselor, whether it's on the phone, in person. We have a SHINE counselor who comes to the Kane Center on Tuesdays by appointment and helps. It's completely unbiased guide looking at your individual circumstances. What Medicare plan is best for you? What can you afford? What services do you need? What medications do you need? SHINE stands for Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders. And again, wherever you are, you can call your local area agency on aging, whether it's Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, you know, New York, it doesn't matter where. Call. Everybody has area agency on aging. And find out, because time is of the essence right now.
It absolutely is. And for our listeners that are beginning to perk up and saying, she's talking about stuff I don't know about. And then the next question you're going to ask yourself is, how much else do I not know about? In Martin County, there's you can call Donna's office. And Donna can connect you with sources of answering questions, or herself be able to give you answers. How can they do that, Donna?
They can call me directly at area code 772-223-7879, or they can call the general, the front desk, at 772-223-7800.
Okay.
We have navigators. We have two navigators, and something brand new to us at the Council on Aging Martin County, we have a brand new van that's going to, we have a navigator. She's going to go out to areas where people are underserved. We're going to bring the services to them, find out what they need, how we can help them. That hasn't even started rolling yet, but we just got the van a week or two ago. So there are a lot of exciting, big things happening. And even locally, if you're in or near the Kane Center in Martin County, we're on Salerno Road. We have a Park It Market. It's where the Treasure Coast Food Bank actually shows up in our parking lot with all kinds of fresh produce. And they have different things each time they come. They had bottles of orange juice last time, and all kinds of sweet potatoes, fruit, green peppers, you know, things like that. They even provide bags, so people come and pick up what they need, and it's a service from the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
Totally free.
Yes, and they can. The next one will be this coming Monday, right before Thanksgiving, from 10 a.m. until 11:30 at our building, the Kane Center.
Are there any qualifications, requirements for the people who want to take advantage of this?
You just show up. Just show up. I would say get there closer. It doesn't have to be 10 o'clock sharp, but closer to 10, they're going to have more of a selection, more choice, rather than 11:30 when they're wrapping up and leaving. So
I think that's probably a good piece of advice to anybody that's going to be partaking of free services.
Yes.
You know, get there early. I mean, don't sleep in your car.
Right.
The night before. Yeah,
no,
don't do that.
No, not that many people have been coming. It's basically a new program that we haven't been offering that long. You know, we collaborate on that, so it's just beautiful for families in need.
That is really cool.
Yes.
And, you know, again, our listeners are now beginning to think, many of them, and what is there a website that they can access that will give them the means of finding out all of these opportunities?
I would say I have the flyer, and they have a website, stophunger.org.
Okay.
Stophunger.org. And they will do updates there. So other than that, I mean, they can call their local area agency on aging, whether it's Martin, St. Lucie, wherever it is.
Yeah, and while we're on that, I mean, Yvette Cruz, St. Lucie County Council on Aging, right?
Yes, I'm with the Council on Aging of St. Lucie.
And so would you mirror what Donna has just said in terms of how can people living in St. Lucie County, how can they access information?
Yes, they can call our office at 772-336-8608 and ask for the Consumer Service Department or ask for me directly. My name is Yvette Cruz. What we provide at the Council on Aging is we have an adult daycare. We do everything to keep seniors safe in their home or in a safe environment, and we try to deter nursing home, but we know eventually sometimes they do have to go into a nursing home.
Sure.
But we do have an adult daycare. We have the Meals on Wheels program. That's a two-tier. So if you're an active senior and you could get out of your house, we have funding for seniors to come and eat at our center 5 days a week. And because they're eating there, we can provide transportation. Mm. So we pick up as early as 9 o'clock in the morning. They come to our center, they socialize. It's a really great environment.
Very important.
We have anywhere between 60 to 100 seniors daily at our Port St. Lucie location. They congregate, they play cards, they play dominoes, they socialize together, and then around 11 o'clock, a hot meal is served. And we do have a contract with Treasure Coast Food Bank. They do provide the meals for us.
Mm-hmm.
We also have activities. So bingo is a hot day, Wednesdays. you better show up early because at 12 o'clock, the parking lot is full. You will not find a parking spot. We have in-home service, and Antoinette Roll is going to be joining us soon to talk about that program that she oversees.
And it's just to say, both of you have spoken about in Martin and St. Lucie County, the Council on Aging presents a rich smorgasbord of opportunities. Now, we focus sometimes on Alzheimer's dementia because we know that we have so many people as caregivers that are finding that caregiving is becoming not just difficult, but health, it's impacting on their health. And they have believed, you know, let's face it, it's spouses mostly. When you took your marriage vows 50, 60 years ago, and you said until death do us part, and you're finally realizing how important those vows are, you're also recognizing how difficult it is for you as a senior to, from the physical, primarily the physical aspect, sometimes from the financial aspect as well, is to be 100% caregiving for someone with Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, so while the floor is open, just very briefly, because we have to go to a break here in about 5 minutes, is what in particular can you say to people who are caregivers right now that will give them hope that what you can offer, that much of what you can offer can benefit them?
Okay. I truly believe there is help and there is hope. And that goes without saying, and you can actually get it 24/7. We can provide a lot of different resources. Yvette and I have worked together for years in terms of helping get word out to people too. A lot of times people don't even realize that they're caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's an Alzheimer's type of dementia, it's very slow and insidious in the beginning. So people don't even realize they're doing more and more. Their spouses or perhaps their parents are not quite doing what they used to do. So it sneaks up on them. And we are always available to educate. I'll go anywhere in Martin County to educate, but also people can call me even if they live somewhere else. We have plenty of resources. We're happy to help. We have support groups. In fact, today I'm playing hooky from our Zoom support group meeting for spouses, which is happening right now.
Yeah.
Because we have a co-facilitator who is handling that. But we also have a specific support group geared towards adult children. children who are caring for a parent, mm-hmm. which that is a unique population. They've given up jobs, their lives to do care for a parent. And it's it's a whole different new set of rules when somebody has a memory loss disorder. And another new thing that I hadn't talked to you about before was we started a brand new all men caregiver meeting. We don't even call it a support group.
Right.
Because men don't need help,
guys,
right?
Right, yeah, we don't really need help, but we just like to be gathered and get information.
Right, you sit around, it's like a room like this. You sit around the boardroom, sit around the big table, and the men talk things over. So we have a facilitator for that.
That's
and
great.
Each time we've met, we've had 15 to 20 men come in, which was shocking for us. We expected five, maybe.
Understood, but more men are realizing, you know, the truth is, and I speak from experience, as I worked with Donna when my sister moved in with us. Although my wife and I both had extensive experience with Alzheimer's dementia, me as a hospice chaplain, she worked as a social services director in a nursing home. So, I mean, you run at the top of the heap when it comes to working with that. But even so, you know, to take it from a caregiver angle, and there's more to learn. We found out there's much more to learn. And the other thing is when the course you're navigating with your loved one who has the financial aspect of it, we know that generally that course is going to take you to some kind of assisted living or nursing home experience. Because Alzheimer's, I've not really heard, now I do believe God can heal anything, but I have not had any reports that I know of someone being healed from Alzheimer's. So it's a slow but steady decline, which will ultimately lead to the death of that individual.
Yes, the Alzheimer's disease is fatal, but there's a lot of different types of dementia, and that's one thing I really try to educate people about. Figure out what's going on. Don't assume that it's Alzheimer's when people start to forget things. So you can get a free evaluation.
So we're going to take a break, but before we do, because so many people are saying, I need to know who to call. So for Martin County Council on Aging, Donna, what is the best number of people to call for any kind of information?
The main number, call 772-223-7800.
Okay, and then once you express your need, they'll connect you with the most helpful person.
Absolutely, whether it's Meals on Wheels, daycare, or whatever it is, we'll help.
And Yvette, for St. Lucie County Council on Aging, what number would be the best number to call?
That would be 772-336-8608.
Great. And if anyone is driving and can't write it down, which I'd rather you not do that, you can call the station. We can give you all this contact information. But right now, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to have yet another guest to join us. And I'm going to ask Donna to stay because after you had a chance to share the particular event you want to talk about, we might have time to have a little forum here. Who knows?
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
care if they remember me. Only Jesus.
And welcome back. Yes, the music ended and I was involved in something else. This is the life of producers that do live programs. At any rate, I'll write a book someday and I'm sure you'll want to buy it. Welcome back to the front. No, this is not the front line. This is Wednesday Live. The front line is the Monday program that I host. And in fact, I'll go ahead and do a promo because this coming Monday, Donna True will be back with us. And we'll be more deeply exploring some of those concerns and issues we have as seniors, and especially dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. I'm going to close the door. That was a rather dramatic door closing. I didn't mean to do that. I won't explain why. Anyway, in the rest of the hour, we have joining us again. We've heard from Yvette Cruz, St. Lucie Council on Aging, and she has brought with her Antoinette Roll, with from Better Life Home Care,
Hello.
Incorporated. And let me make sure, I think you get your, okay, make sure your mic is on. There we go. Yes, if your mic isn't on, you can't yell loud enough to, for people to hear you. Sorry about that. So, Yvette, let me get back to you for a minute. Is there specifically, you're going to be sharing with us an event that is being sponsored in part by the St. Lucie Council on Aging, and it's for the holidays.
Yes.
What is it about?
Better Life Home Care spearheads this project. They collect gifts. They collect gift cards for our senior clients mm-hmm. of the Council on Aging. And then ultimately, when we get to the holiday season around December, right after December 5th, we place a gift card with gifts on the Meals on Wheels route to over 175 seniors so that they can place a beautiful meal on their table for the holidays. They don't feel like they're forgotten. You know, seniors, sometimes they feel lonely during the holiday season because they have lost their support system. Mm-hmm. They cannot drive anymore. So a lot of the times they are alone in their home. But that's where Better Life Home Care comes in, because they do have caregivers that go into the home and help them with daily routines. So I'll turn it over to Antoinette and she can explain what Better Life Home Care does.
Yes.
Hi. So at Better Life Home Care, what we do is we match seniors up with companions or caregivers to provide the extra assistance they need in their home to remain living independently.
Mm-hmm.
That could be assistance with personal care, such as bathing, getting dressed, assistance with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation. It could be companionship, or if somebody is a family caregiver, it could be respite care to give that person a break from the full-time duties of being a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
That can weigh a lot on a person, and that's why assistance from like a home care company is so very important, so they can continue to provide the best quality care for their loved one in the home.
It's becoming an increasingly necessary industry, not just in Florida, but wherever you have a large collection of seniors, and especially I'm coming to find out, as I've been a senior, what is it, 50 is like the beginning, when you start getting discounts at McDonald's and stuff, senior discounts, but as I'm, you know, crawling into my mid-70s, I'm beginning to find out, just feeling less physically, things are changing. And I do know that some of those changes, I don't think in my case, I'm probably just because I'm lazy, but there are some changes that are inevitable from a lot of factors that a senior is going to find themselves being unable to do things that we can do very well today. We call it activities of daily living.
Exactly.
And so, what are, if I just may ask you, with Antoinette,
mm-hmm.
What are you finding to be in terms of your clientele, some of the greatest needs that they have that you're finding that you're being called in to meet?
I would say some of the greatest needs are, as you suggested, activities of daily living. If you are having mobility issues, it may be a little bit difficult for you to clean your home, to clean the bathroom, to bend over, to stand at the stove and prepare a meal. So that additional assistance keeps seniors safer at home for longer, so they don't take a fall and go to the hospital. So I find that that's an increasing need. And then also transportation. If you're no longer able to drive, you can't get to the doctor's office or to the beauty salon or wherever it is you need to go. So that is an increasing need as well.
It's something we don't think about. You know, when I was in my 30s, 40s, and even 50s, that was not on my to-do list to think about that. And often it's circumstances as they occur that now cause us to deal with it, to think about it. And I'm just going to throw this up because what you're doing is critical for many people. And the phrase you used is really to enable them to stay at home rather than have to translate into an assisted living or a nursing home situation, which would be in the very extreme cases of being unable to take care of themselves. And Donna, earlier you had mentioned one of the new Medicare offerings has to do with respite. And that's one of the things you said you do. So Medicare, if you have Medicare and you're caregiving, and you reach the point of you say, well, I don't know if I can do this anymore, and you really need a break, then that you can be one of the resources that people can look to.
Absolutely.
We don't know if we won't be able to provide specifically what that, you know, how long a time, but gosh, I've known caregivers that if they had a day
or
a few hours even make a difference, that would enable them to recharge sufficiently to come back and to take care of their loved one. But then you know that even further down the road, because these aging is a progressive thing, right? Till you stop breathing. I mean, aging is one that you're going to find that for many people, our needs increase, don't they?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I like to add to that because I was a caregiver of my aunts, and some of the issues that I ran into were safety. I left her alone a couple of times in the house. She left the stove on because she still believed she could do all of the things that she did in the past. Right. And she would leave the stove on. She almost burned my house down. So I did have to get a caregiver eventually to come into the house for the safety reasons because I have to work full time.
Yeah.
So it did help alleviate the burden off of me just knowing that she was safe in my home and on top of that, not taking a fall.
You know, I'm delighted we have this conversation, and we will have the opportunity several times as the years unfold because there are always newbies coming into this experience of having to deal with elderly loved ones who are just not able to do. And there's a fact of life here, and I pointed out there's always going to be ultimately financial concerns that link up with caring for loved ones who the activities of daily living they're not able to do as much or at all. And because it's a fact of life, and as you know, I would say we know that there are people that can get involved, but sometimes that involvement also is a financial commitment that loved ones have to make. Now, we don't have time, unfortunately, to maybe unpack all of the ways in which Medicare can get involved or other forms of financial assistance. There are some.
Yes.
And at this point, if you are thinking, my gosh, I may need some of that, if you're in Martin or St. Lucie County, you can call Donna True. And what's that number again, Donna?
772-223-7800.
Or you can try to get a hold of Yvette. I was getting there. Yeah. Keep in mind, I'm a 74-year-old brain here. Yvette at St. Lucie. I mentioned that. I'm losing it.
Counseling. Council on Aging of St. Lucie County.
Yes, yeah.
You can reach me at 772-336-8608, and I can certainly provide you with ways that you can receive funding and how to navigate through that system.
Yeah, but it's a reality of life, is what I was trying to say, is that we don't often prep for this.
Mm.
We don't. And so there are many people listening to this broadcast today and saying, uh-oh, I'm facing this. This is facing me down right now. You know, if I'd have thought of this 20 years ago, I might have been able to do some kind of financial management and have a resource. Mm-hmm. But if you're facing, there are still ways you can be helped. And but if you don't look into those opportunities, finding out what's available, then you're going to be stuck.
Yeah,
and you're going to be under great burden of anxiety and fear. You don't need to be. You don't need to be. And even I would think, Antoinette,
mm-hmm.
that when people contact you, at least curious about what you all do, there are probably some ways you can connect them up with the resources you know are available.
Absolutely. Part of the discussion is obviously the financial piece. And if I find that they cannot pay for it, I have a long list of resources to go down. I don't like to get off of a call without pointing someone in the direction of help.
Right.
As I heard Donna mention earlier, that we just like to make people aware that there is help and there is hope.
Amen. Yes.
They just need to reach out.
And this is the thing that we want you to know here at WCNO. Whenever we bring in someone like Donna and like Yvette and Antoinette, we're sharing specific needs and there are resources, and they will definitely work to connect you mm-hmm. with whatever help is available. And it sounds like, you know, one of my prayers always every day is always, you know, to help people who can't help themselves. And, you know, I figure I'm on that list somewhere myself, and we all are. But this is such a significant issue for those of us that are living here in Florida, any state that attracts a lot of retirees, we're also going to have very specific needs. Speaking of, and getting back to the Holiday Angels gift drive, and you saying that, is it just in the delivery of the Meals on Wheels that these gifts come, or is there a broader application for what you're doing in this?
So initially, the Holiday Angels, the target was the Meals on Wheels clients, but the response from the community has been just outstanding year after year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been able to give gifts to people who attend the congregate meal sites for Council on Aging,
mm-hmm.
and then also connect with case managers to find other folks who have a great need and give gifts to homebound seniors as well.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Now, someone may be listening and saying, I'd like to put some money into that. Can they do that? And if so, how would they do that?
Absolutely. They could visit the Council on Aging's website at www.coasl.com. They could give us a call. My number is 772-465-5220, or reach out to Yvette at Council on Aging. But we would happily and greatly appreciate any donations. Every dollar makes a difference. Every donation makes a difference, and it will get to a senior and make a difference in their life this holiday season.
That's great. And I think people do have a heart for giving
mm-hmm.
This time of year, especially. And especially if you're sensitive to the loneliness. You know, so many seniors have outlived their friends, their family.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't outlived them, maybe there's some other issues why they're not in contact, you know. But so many lonely seniors,
mm-hmm.
they're barely hanging on. And they're out there, they're living alone, they're functional to a certain degree. And they do have the helps that the Council on Aging provides for sure and other groups. But still, they're by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And how wonderful it is when you can reach out in some way. It's always great if you can do it personally, but if you can't,
mm-hmm.
that those who are doing that, who can provide a gift, and not just the gift, but they're bringing it personally, they're presenting it to them. It's a sharing of love and concern that a lot of seniors don't get in great profusion.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So, and that's a sad I hate to say this, a sad commentary on the state of our culture. And yet at the same time, because of all that, what you three are doing and those that work with you and so many others that you represent here, that there's also hope. As you talk about hope, there is hope. And I have known personally many, as a speaker, as a hospice chaplain, because when we would get involved in someone's life, they may have been a lonely senior till they became hospice appropriate. And you could see when you first go in to meet the patient, and there was no family around them. It was a neighbor sometimes that helped them make the connection in order to get hospice to even consider, you know. And so suddenly their life was full. People were tumbling into their living room to reach out and help them. And but the sad thing is, we know so many seniors don't have anybody. And I think part of this is a call to our listeners to be a somebody in a senior's life.
And I think with both of our Council on Aging agencies providing Meals on Wheels, I know the volunteers that deliver the food are the bright spot in those seniors' days, and they will report to our agencies if they see something that's gone awry. They let us know. We make sure the help is provided. So they are amazing programs, and I know the St. Lucie County Gift Program has been tremendous over the years. They've done a wonderful job for seniors, so my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
Now, I would say we have listeners in other counties. Obviously, we broadcast into 12 of Florida's 67 counties. That's a pretty good number. So if you're in a county that's not Martin or St. Lucie, how would you direct a listener who's in another county other than the two you represent to find out what's going on in their county in terms of Council on Aging? What's the best way to, I say look into phone books. We don't have phone books anymore. But how they can run down the agency that they can get help from?
I always refer to Area Agency on Aging. Find your Area Agency on Aging. They're the gateway to sliding scale fee services, to our Council on Aging. They're, the funding comes to us through our Area Agency on Aging, and they have them throughout the whole United States. If you get stuck, call me. I'm Donna. Just give me a call, and I'll track one down in whatever county you live in. If you're in Florida, if you're in New York, you know, there's ways to find that out. There's help out there. So we will help.
That's right. Yes. And so, the same for you, Yvette.
Yeah, I would go the same direction. And just to make you aware of what who the Area Agency on Aging is, they receive the federal and state tax dollars, and then they disperse it to agencies, in which we are one of the agencies that they give the funding to, and Martin County is as well. So that is the gateway. The Area Agency on Aging is the gateway to the funding sources so that you can get the help that you need in your home, whether it's Meals on Wheels, in-home service, adult daycare, or a host of so many other services.
And the Council on Aging is a hub. And from the center of that hub, they will link you up to the whatever spokes you need, whatever information. There's a ton of information that you don't even know about, that will bless you all to pieces. If you'll just look, call the people that know and look into it.
Make the call.
The
information is free.
The information is. And speaking of which, Antoinette, before we have to sign off in about 4 minutes and 10 seconds or something like that, but how can people get in touch with you at Better Life Home Care?
You could reach out to me at 772-465-5220. And I would be happy to share different ways you can get involved with the Holiday Angels Gift Drive. You could drop off a gift to one of our donation sites, which is Council on Aging locations in St. Lucie County, Butterfield's Pharmacy, Geriatric Solutions, and then also Pinnacle Foot. And this year we're also lasering in on the issue of food insecurity. And we're really encouraging people to donate grocery gift cards. And if there are any businesses out there that are looking for a way to give back this holiday season, we invite you to partner with us as sponsors to help us get some grocery gift cards to these seniors.
Wow, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the information, but also thank you all of you for being physically and emotionally and mentally a part of helping one of our most at-risk population members. That's the elderly.
Yes. And we all have fun working together as well.
Yeah, I could tell that. Yeah. The energy, as you got all together here, you know, the chemistry is always wonderful. And we have a couple minutes. In that 2 minutes, any last words for our listeners? What's this?
We brought the Area Agency on Aging little card that describes all the services, but we also have their number if you live in Martin, St. Lucie, Okeechobee, Indian River, or Palm Beach counties. This is the number to call.
It's a toll free.
Take it away. Yes.
Right, a toll free number. It's 866-684-5885. I'll say that again. 866-684-5885. And of course, again, if you're driving and you want this number, you can call the station at 772-221-1100 whenever you get to a place you don't need your hands for driving. And we'll be happy to give you this information and also make referrals to Donna or to Yvette at their respective councils on aging, and Antoinette too, and for the ministry that she has. Thank you. I kind of wish we had another hour, but I always do that. I always say that because when we tap into such a wealth of information, we know it's like drilling for oil, right? You know, you keep drilling down because you know you're going to find more. And people need to hear what you have to offer. So I look forward to you coming back.
Thank you.
And you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Well, you too. Thank you very much. And thank you, listener, for joining us today on Wednesday Live. And we will be back next week, same time, definitely same station.
'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible.
Thanks for listening to Wednesday Live today, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. For information relating to their mission and ministry, go to tccalliance.com. Until next Wednesday, may the Lord shower you with blessings.